Christianity's mainstream interpretation of Jesus died for our sins. Jesus died the way he did to give us an important message, one that we need the most. He showed us how to forgive the ignorant. He died painfully and wrongfully, but was still kind, loving, tolerant, and forgiving. He died in order to show us what is possible as human beings. He did not judge us when he would have been completely justified in doing so, because he wanted to relay a powerful message to all of us forever. He was hoping that by witnessing his words of forgiveness while he was suffering on the cross, we would learn how to give and forgive unconditionally. By sacrificing his life, Jesus showed us that forgiveness is possible in any circumstance. That was the whole point of his message, which he gave by his example on the way out. He died in forgiveness of us, the us who crucified the ultimate expert giver. Jesus showed us how to solve the puzzle here. He was the one human being who was guilty of no sin, no harm to others in any way. Yet, we crucified him, and when we did that, he forgave us. What does Jesus died for our sins mean? Those words have always confused me. Jesus' actions were a true reflection of his words. He lived without the sins of lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, or pride. He did no harm to anyone. He lived above his instinctual drives for sex and money, above hate and revenge, and above the shortcomings of natural human characteristics, to teach us by his example and testimony how to give unconditionally and how to forgive unconditionally, which is the most important lesson we are here to learn. The phrase, "Jesus died for our sins," is misunderstood by many people. It does not mean that because he died, I can sin all I want without consequence, as if Jesus' dying for my sins gives me a free pass to sin all I like, and I'm forgiven with no hell to pay. That doesn't make sense. Some people like that interpretation because it takes personal responsibility and accountability off their shoulders. But that interpretation is neither correct nor useful. Our continuous choices followed by action are required for our salvation in the here and now from our selfish instinctual drives. Salvation is maintained, not won with a prayer. It is not a get-out-of-jail-free card with no action required. Faith without works is dead. The misinterpretation is that we don't have to do the work because Jesus did it all for us, as if we can do whatever we want and get away with it because Jesus paid the price for us, and now we can sin and harm others all we want. There are no shortcuts to salvation without real effort on our part. There is no getting something for nothing. Change in our behavior is essential. Jesus showed us what to do and how to do it. That does not mean that he will continue to do it for us in the present. Remember, Jesus said, "Be healed and go and sin no more." What does that mean? It means that from this moment on, you go forward knowing the truth and give unconditionally to others. You do not live a self-centered life, harming or neglecting others, allowing your instinctual drives, the devil, to dominate you. It means that every intention you have and every action you take that involves other people needs to benefit others in some way and not just yourself. Because the true reality is that when you give to others, you are giving to yourself because we are all part of one. That is why the golden rule is true. Jesus knew this and showed us that he knew it through his example. Actions speak louder than words. Jesus had every right to be angry at the people who condemned him at the end. He could have said, "I give up on all of you. You are hopeless." But he didn't do that because that would have corrupted his message. Instead, he did the most unimaginable thing from a human perspective, something that goes against all logic to anyone who witnessed or learned about it later. He forgave us. Jesus was innocent of any crimes. He was the perfect example of our potential. Despite that, he was beaten, bludgeoned, and crucified until he died. In the midst of his pain and suffering, before dying on the cross, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He died without complaining or being angry or condemning anyone. He showed us in an extreme way how to forgive. In dying, he showed us that forgiveness is always possible under any circumstances. That is how Jesus died for our sins. Our sins were to kill an innocent person who sacrificed himself and died to teach us how to give and forgive. Up to the very end, he taught us that by his example. So Jesus died forgiving us of our sin of killing him. That is the notion of forgiveness of sins. Jesus forgave. He was above sin. He showed us how to forgive even when that is undeserved. Because of his act, the responsibility falls on us to follow his example of forgiveness and to love others. Jesus never gave in. He never said, "I condemn you. I judge you." Right up until his death, he was an example of tolerance and forgiveness. Jesus chose to die the way he did to relay a lasting message to mankind. He didn't get angry. He just said, in effect, "I know you don't really understand what you're doing, but I love you anyway, and I forgive you." That's how he died, by being an example of how to operate above our sins and our human traits, which direct us to hurt each other and hold resentments. Jesus knew the truth that man did not know. We are all one, but just ignorant of this in our human condition.